Past the forest, grasslands stretch for hundreds of miles, and we're surrounded on all sides by volcanoes, mountains, and glaciers. Yesterday, on the way here, I studied some maps. I followed the course of our flight and worked out the time. According to my calculations, this place does not exist. Weird, don't you think? When I asked my dad, he said it was a kind of no man's land. What does that mean? When I asked more, he avoided answering. That means he doesn't know either. Also, from what I can gather, it seems there is one way in and one way out, by air. That means we're kind of trapped. I wonder if I've accidentally been locked in some kind of wilderness prison. Anyway, an hour after we arrived, we were briefed. The expedition leader, who is a big mouth with a beard, I don't like him at all, told us that there are apparently animals here that haven't walked the earth for over 1 million years. They're not like dinosaurs, but more the saber-toothed tigers and half-bird reptiles. He told us the whole experiment was confined to this volcanic valley, because it would have been the beast's natural habitat. I don't know whether I believe it, but one thing is for sure, I always feel like I'm constantly being watched. Oh, and something else bothered me. The way we arrived didn't make sense. We flew the majority of the journey by helicopter. At night. From the window, all I could see was darkness. If there had been roads, then surely there would have been lights. I don't reckon there are any roads, because this place isn't a place your average human would choose to come to. When I ask, no one will answer me straight. I wonder what my parents have us involved in. One thing is for certain, I'm going to wait until everyone is occupied. Then I think I might just take a little look. No one will know but you. If you're wondering why I wrote this down, well, there has to be some evidence. What if something goes wrong? What if a wild creature gets me? Oh, why? I can't believe I'm involved in this. This place is an accident waiting to happen. But what would I know? I'm only 12. Who really listens to a kid? Especially when that kid is called Wild. Chapter 2. Wild put his pen down, folded his paper, and stuck it in his back pocket. He chewed his lip thoughtfully as he considered his next actions. How much trouble could he get himself in? It couldn't be that much of a problem. He only planned to sneak out for a short while. Plus, if he slipped out at the right time, then no one would notice. He would have a little look around and be back before anyone could say a thing. Yes, he knew he was going against everything he'd been told, but sometimes the desire to explore was greater than being well behaved. He paced about and scraped his floppy, curly hair out of his eyes. If there were creatures out there, they wouldn't bother eating him, because he was skinny. He'd be like a human toothpick. Yes, he was strong, but a beanpole looked bloated next to him. As he traipsed across the room, he thought back to the first meeting. The final message in the brief was, "Don't go anywhere by yourself. There are wild animals out there, and they are real. When I say real, it means they can eat you. Do you understand? And do I make myself clear?" The expedition leader had picked him out of the group when he spoke. Wild hated being told what to do, especially by big men with beards whose breath that smelled like old tea. The team leader was a great husk of a man, but why listen to a man you instantly didn't like? He had one of those bossy atmospheres. Any man who used